So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 6, chapter 13, beginning with text number 12. I don't know which one, let's see what's on the board here. They put the last slok, okay, so we'll go through it quickly then. Tandarshanu danvantim chandalam eva rupinim jaraya vepa manangim yaksha grastam ashrikpatam vikirya palitan kesham tishta tishte tivasinim meena gandhyasu gandina Purvati Margadushanam. Translation: Indra saw a personified sinful reaction chasing him, appearing like a chandala woman, a woman of the lowest class. She seemed very old, and all the limbs of her body trembled. Because she was afflicted with tuberculosis, her body and garments were covered with blood. Breathing an unbearable fishy odor that polluted the entire street, she called to Indra, "Wait, wait." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When a person is afflicted with tuberculosis, he often vomits blood, which makes his garments bloody. The first time I came to India in 1974, because in the West we were all led to believe India is full of so many diseases and this and that. So I remember walking around the streets of Calcutta, and we knew that people who have tuberculosis, they cough up blood and spit it here and there. So I remember seeing all over the street, there must be so many people with TB, because everywhere I look, there's red. So I thought it was blood, so everybody's coughing up blood. They're all dying of tuberculosis. So anyway, we'll go on to the next verse, 14. Navogato disha sarva sahasrako sahasraksho visampate visampate Pragudichim disham turnam pravishto nripamanasam. O king, Indra first fled to the sky, but there also he saw the woman of personified sin chasing him. This witch followed him wherever he went. At last he very quickly went to the northeast and entered the Manasa Sarovar Lake. Text number 15. Sa avasat pushkara nalatantum alabda bhago yadihagni duta parsani sahasram alakshitunta Sanchintayan Brahma Badadi Moksham. Always thinking of how he could be relieved from the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, King Indra, invisible to everyone, lived in the lake for 1,000 years in the subtle fibers of the stem of a lotus. The fire god used to bring him his share of all yajnas, but because the fire god was afraid to enter the water, Indra was practically starving. So finally Indra, he went to Manasa Sarovar, way up in the, I think it's now in China, huh? Way in the northeast there. And it says, in the subtle fibers of the stem of a lotus. I always imagine that, I don't know Sanskrit, so I can't tell, but I would imagine that, because in the middle of the lotus there's all these little fibers surrounding the whorl of the lotus. So I imagine it was there. I can't imagine being in the inside the stem. But anyway, that's what it says. And Agnidev used to bring his share of all yajnas, but he was afraid of the water, so it was very difficult for him to give Indra any food, so Indra was starving. And he lived in the lake for 1,000 years, my goodness.
Tavatrinakam nahushasaya shashasa vidya tapo yoga balanubhava sasambaraishvarya vadanda buddhir nitas tirascham gatim indra patnya.
As long as Indra lived in the water, wrapped in the stem of the lotus, Nahusa was equipped with the ability to rule the heavenly kingdom due to his knowledge, austerity, and mystic power. Nahusa, however, blinded and maddened by power and opulence, made undesirable proposals to Indra's wife with a desire to enjoy her. Thus, Nahusa was cursed by a Brahmin and later became a snake. Anybody know who Nahusha is? I don't. Anybody ever heard of Nahusha before? I should have looked it up, I guess, anyway. So as long as Indra was hiding, somebody had to take the post. So there's some fellow in the universe named Nahusha. So it says, because of his knowledge, austerity, and mystic power, he was given charge of the post of Indra. But this is very interesting. It says he has knowledge, he has austerity, mystic power, so many things. Still, it says, blinded and maddened by power and opulence, he was attracted to Indra's wife. You see, even though he had so much knowledge, so much austerity, so much mystic power, his attraction between the sexes is so strong. Even these great, great personalities, demigods, he's such a great person, he took over the post of Indra, but still he's not free from lust. This is one of the biggest hurdles for getting out of this entanglement of material existence. We're always singing, even great demigods, sometimes we see even rishis falling prey to this lust. So we have to be very careful. It is said, Prabhupada said, it is this sex attraction is so strong that the scriptures say even a learned person should not sit with his mother, a sister, or daughter in a secluded place. He said even a learned person. Now, unless somebody is very, very perverted, nobody thinks of having any relation with his mother or his sister or his daughter. Because now in Kali Yuga we're hearing about all these horrible things. It is advanced to, or degraded, I shouldn't say advanced. Kali Yuga is degraded to such a state that these things are also happening, although through the sages of Naimisharani these things were unimaginable. But still, scriptures have told that this attraction is so strong that even sitting in a secluded place with mother, sister, or daughter, one may be attracted. So we can just imagine, or rather we shouldn't try to imagine, the beauty of Indra's wife. So this is the trouble, of, here it says, because of opulence and power. So we should always be very careful of any type of opulence or any type of power, because in opulent and powerful positions, then we become attracted by lust. We become attacked by lust. So this is a very good warning to us, this sloka. In fact, the Brahmins were so upset with him that despite all his knowledge, austerity, and mystic power, therefore they cursed him and he became a snake. So how to get free from that attraction? Bhaktivinoda has a very beautiful song, Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. So many verses, but all very wonderfully composed. Every Gopurnima I try to learn a few more verses. I memorize several of them. So he gives one hint for us. Ramani jana sangha sukham jasake charame bayadam guru shartaram chaja hari nama sudam matamatir bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum. Vidum is another word for the moon. Just like we know Chandra, another word is Indu. So another word is Vidum. So he says, Bhaja, just worship. Bhaja Godruma Kanana. Kanan means forest. Just like we heard the word Kadamba Kanana, the Kadamba forest. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunj. In that forest there are so many kunjas. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godruma. And what do you say? Ramani Jana Sangha Sakam Chasake. Ramani means young girl. It's like we know Radha Raman, who enjoys. So Ramani means enjoyable, young girl. Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake. Oh my friend, he's telling to his oh saka, sake. That pleasure of associating with young girls is very powerful. Ramani jana sangha sukham chasake. Charame bhayadam. But in the end, it takes us to a fearful place. Charame bhayadam. We know bhaya, fear. Charame bhayadam purushartha haram. We lose the goal of life. It's like we have seen so many examples in the scriptures. It's like, of course, famous is our Viswamitra. He's performing so many penances and austerities. But just by the tinkling of the ankle bells of Maneka, then he was lost all his spiritual potency. And we have the story of Ajamil. So many stories are there. We lose. The goal of life is to get free from this material existence. But this type of happiness simply entangles us. So our life becomes, at the end of life, we haven't dedicated ourselves to the study or the endeavor to try to get free from material existence. So bayadam, we're in fearful condition. Oh, now what will happen? I wasted my whole life. That beautiful song is there. Just now I'm forgetting. So charame bhayadam purusharthaharam. Purushartha means the goal of life. We forget about the goal of life. So now what to do? One lecture Prabhupada said, you, me, bird, bee, animal, everyone attracted by this. Everyone attracted. What to do? Hari nama sudha mata mata matir bhaja godhruma kanana kunja vidun. Hari nama sudha rasa mata matir. Sudha means nectar. Hari nama sudha. Hari nama sudha mata mata matir. Hari nama sudha mata mata matir. Mata matir means to completely absorb. If you want to get free, then there's no other way than becoming completely absorbed in chanting the holy name. Otherwise, not possible, especially in this Kali Yuga. Hari nama sudha rasa, that rasa. Hari nama sudha rasa mata matir. Just become absorbed in kirtan ras. It's like we were celebrating Indra's disappearance yesterday. He was completely absorbed in kirtan ras. So we saw completely detached. Completely detached. So there's no other way. You can, only way to get free, harinam sudha rasa mata mati. You have to become absorbed in this harinam ras. And bhajagodhruma kanana kunja vidun. Worship that beautiful moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godhru. Only by Sriman Mahaprabhu's mercy will pass over this obstacle. Just like I remember, we were walking on the beach with Srila Prabhupada in Venice, Los Angeles. Venice Beach is not far from our temple. And that particular morning, Dr. Stilson Judah, who wrote a couple of books about, because he had great respect for Prabhupada, so he wrote, was the first one was Hare Krishna and the Counterculture. He wrote a couple of books. He was the head of the Theological Union of the University of California at Berkeley, which we also know as Berserkly. So that day he was on the walk with Srila Prabhupada. And we were walking down Venice Beach. So Dr. Jutta, he said, Srila Prabhupada, in Krishna consciousness, what do you do about the question of lust? Because he was the head of the Theological Union of Berkeley University, UC of Berkeley. So he was studying religion. So every religion has to deal with this problem of lust. And Prabhupada's stopped walking, he pushed his cane into the sand. Sri Sri Gornitai Krishna Baldao, Sri Sri Radhasham Sundarki. He pushed his cane into the sand and he turned around, he looked, he said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution. Unless you become Krishna conscious. Then Prabhupada took a few more steps and he turned around, unless you become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then you cannot get free from lust. So we have to become completely absorbed in our service and completely absorbed in the chanting of the holy name. Only by cultivating Krishna consciousness, gradually we get higher taste. We see the whole world is running under the dictation of lust. But devotee, gradually we find that by cultivating Krishna consciousness, by becoming free from this, our life becomes quite peaceful, our mind becomes quite peaceful. Otherwise, everybody in the material world is completely agitated. And everything is encouraging us to satisfy our lust. Satisfying the lust means it can never be satisfied, like fire. No matter how much fuel you put in the fire never becomes satisfied, it burns brighter. So we're encouraged, every billboard, every advertisement, they can't even sell a ballpoint pen without putting a pretty girl there. What has a pretty girl got to do with ballpoint pen? It's supposed to write. You're supposed to advertise how good it writes, but they have to sell the bent pen by putting a pretty girl there. So everything encourages, just enjoy, enjoy. But we see the fire, no matter how much fuel you put in the fire, it just burns brighter and brighter. So people become so agitated. We know from Bhagavad Gita, in the whole cycle, from contemplating the object of senses, one develops attachment, from attachment, lust develops, and then anger, because ultimately we're unable to satisfy our senses. The senses are never satisfied, always beating us. Then we become very angry because our lust cannot be really satisfied. Then we forget it. When anger is there, then everything is lost. Just like we see, especially in West, old people, they become very cranky. Now they spent their whole life trying to enjoy sense gratification to the utmost, and now the body is unable to do, so they're practically useless in society. They have no more use. Whereas in a religious society, those who are older, they become very respected because they have knowledge, they've been through the middle, they can help us. But the old person, what he'll tell you about enjoying this material world, now he can't enjoy anymore. We put him in the way in old folks' home. We don't want to see it. We don't want to think that that's also my destination. Here in Vrindavan, 1977, Prabhupada just skin and bones. He's just, see, don't think this won't happen to you. He pulled the skin like that. Don't think this won't happen to you. But we saw, even the doctor said, an ordinary person, he would be in excruciating pain, crying out. And Prabhupada was totally peaceful because he spent his whole life cultivating spiritual knowledge. So this is, the more we try to satisfy less, the more we'll become agitated. And the more we don't stop it, then we'll become peaceful. Therefore, Prabhupada stopped again. He put his cane in the ground. He said, unless you become Krishna conscious, there's no solution to this problem of lust. There's no other solution. Just like sometimes devotees, they try to eat less sweets, they wear these funny wooden shoes, they do so many things. But ultimately, it's cultivation of becoming absorbed in service that will save you. Not all these artificial things. Only becoming absorbed. You then gradually become peaceful. The less you try to exploit the material nature, then you become actually peaceful. Text 17. Tato gato brahma giro pahi huta ritambara dhyana nivartitaga papastu dig devataya atojas tam navaya bud avitam vishnupatnya. Indra's sins were diminished by the influence of Rudra, the demigod of all directions. Because Indra was protected by the goddess of fortune, Lord Vishnu's wife, who resides in the lotus clusters of Manasarovar Lake, Indra's sins could not affect him. Indra was ultimately relieved of all the reactions of his sinful deeds by strictly worshipping Lord Vishnu. Then he was called back to the heavenly planets by the brahmanas and reinstated in his position. So here it says specifically, he was ultimately relieved of all the reaction of his sinful deeds by strictly worshipping Lord Vishnu. So this is the power of bhakti. Vishnu bhakti. Because by worshipping the Supreme Lord, gradually all our sins will be relieved. A worship of the demigods will not actually get relieved. We get some special benefit, but we have to stay in this material world. Now we may go to the Devaloka and enjoy for thousands of years, But Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Shine punye martyaloka bijante. Shine means runs out. Our balance of punya runs out. We stick our Indraloka debit card in the ATM and it says, Bing, balance zero. Martyaloka bijante. We come back down. To this Martyaloka, place of death. Because demigods, they cannot actually give us freedom from material existence. They themselves are under the laws of material nature. They can give us some facilities to stay here. But only, Prabhupada's only fool who want to stay here. So we're all here, we're foolish. This is a proof that we're foolish, we're here. Only fool will understand. So, just like if you're in the jail, then sometimes you may be able to bribe the guards. They can give you some extra food, some extra cigarettes, some extra this. They can make your stay in the jail a little more comfortable. They can't let you out of the jail. Only the judge. The judge says, all right, free. Then you're free. The jailer, he can give you, you can bribe him and he can give you some facilities. But he can't release you. So demigods, they can give us some facilities, but they can't release us. So here Indra, very intelligent, he was worshipping Lord, very strictly it says, worshipping Lord Vishnu. Thus all his sins were relieved and he got to go back to his post. Of course, ultimately, this is karma mitra bhakti. We want to get free from our sins to go back to home, back to Godhead. Text 18. Tamcha brahma shayo bhitya haya medina bharata ithava dikshayan chakru Purusharadaninaha. O King, when Lord Indra reached the heavenly planets, the saintly Brahmins approached him and properly initiated him into a horse sacrifice, Aswamedha Yagya, meant to please the Supreme Lord. So as soon as he returned, they said, you better do some sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. So 19 and 20. Tejamani Purushe Sarva Deva Yatamani Aswamedhi Mahendrena Vitate Brahmavadivi Savai Twastra Vado Bhuyan Api Papa Chayo Nipa Nitas Tenaiva Sunyaya Nihara Iva Manuna. The horse sacrifice performed by the saintly Brahmanas relieved Indra of the actions of all his sins because he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that sacrifice. O King, although he had committed a greatly sinful act, it was nullified at once by that sacrifice, just as fog is vanquished by the brilliant sunrise. Text 21. Savaji medena yatoditena Vitayamane namarichi mishrai Istvadiyagyam purusham puranam Indro mahan asa viduta papaha. King Indra was favored by Marichi and other great sages. They performed the sacrifice just according to the rules and regulations, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul, the original person. Thus Indra regained his exalted position and was again honored by everyone. So in text 22, Idam mahakyanam ashesha papama, let's see. Idam mahakyanam ashesha papamanam prakshalanam tirthapadan nukirtanam bhaktya chayam bhakta Jananu Varnana Varnanam
Mahindra Moksham Vijayam Marutvatatha.
Then text 23 is on our board here. Patayur
Akyanam
Idam
Sada
Buddha
Srinvanti
Atho
Parvani
Parvavanindriyam
Danyam
Yashashayam
Nikilaga
Mochanam
Vipunjayam
Swasti
Ayanam
Tathayusam.
Pate yurakyanamidam sabu
pate yurakyanamidam sabuda
Srinvan yato parvani parvanindriyam.
Danyam yashasyam
nikalagamochanam
Vipunjayam swasyayanam tathayusham.
Pate yurakyanam idam sada buddha
Srinvant yato parvani parvanindriyam.
Danyam yashasyam nikalaga mochanam
Vipunjayam swasyayanam tathayusham.
Pate yurakyanam idam sada buddha
Srinvant yato parvani parvanindriyam.
Danyam yashasyam nikalagamochanam.
Vipunjaya swasyayanam tathayusham.
Matajis?
Idam, this Maha Akyanam, great historical incident. Ashesha Papamanam, well, it's actually Papamanam, of unlimited numbers of sinful acts.
prakshalanam, cleansing, tirthapada, anukirtanam, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Tirthapad. Bhakti, a devotional service. Uchayam, in which there is an increase. Bhaktajan, the devotees. Anuvarnanam, describing. Maha Indra Moksham, the liberation of King of Heaven. Vijayam, the victory. Marutvataha, of King Indra. Pateyu, should read. Akyanam, narration. Idam, this. Sada, always. Buddha, learned scholars. Shrinvanti, continue to hear. Ato, as well. Parvani, on the occasion of great festivals. Indriyam, which makes the senses sharp. Danyam, brings wealth. Yashastyam, brings fame. Nikila, all. Agamochanam, releasing from sins. Ripumjayam, makes one victorious over his enemies. Swastiayanam, brings good fortune for all. Tata, so also. Ayusham, longevity. Translation: in this very great narrative, there is a glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. There are statements about the exaltedness of devotional service. There are descriptions of devotees like Indra and Vritrasura. And there are statements about King Indra's release from sinful life and about his victory in fighting the demons. By understanding this incident, one is relieved of all sinful reactions. Therefore, the learned are always advised to read this narration. If one does so, one will become expert in the activities of the senses. His opulence will increase, and his reputation will become widespread. One will also be relieved of all sinful reactions. He will conquer all his enemies, and the duration of his life will increase. Because this narration is auspicious in all respects, learned scholars regularly hear and repeat it on every festival day. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports, the 6th canto, 13th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Indra, Afflicted by Sinful Reactions. So we've all been listening to this narration of Indra and Vritrasura, so we'll get all auspicious benefits. Ultimately, our sinful reactions will be relieved from our sinful reactions. And all auspicious, not only for ourselves, it says for others. Swasti Ayanam brings good fortune for all. So this is the Vedic culture that we want to benefit everyone. Generally, people are very selfish. They're only after their own personal benefit. But real Vedic culture means to be concerned about all. It is like Prahlad Maharaj said that I'm not interested in my own liberation. I want to bring all these fools and rascals suffering in this material world back with me. So this is Vaishnava. He wants to help everyone, not just himself. But the process of helping others is also beneficial to oneself. So especially in this deep dark age of Kali, here Indra was advised to do Ashwamedh Yagya, but in Kali Yuga it is advised to do Harinam Yagya. And this will be not only beneficial for ourselves, but it will be beneficial for all living beings. Wherever the holy name is chanted, all living beings will be benefited by that sound vibration. Prabhupada says even a dog can take part in it. You can hear on the recording. Even a dog can take part. So all living beings are benefit. All the trees, birds, bees, animals, living beings, they're all benefited by the Sankirtan movement. There is a Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And yesterday we were celebrating the disappearance of one of those great persons who inspired people to chant the holy name. So he was chanting not for his own benefit, he was chanting to for the benefit of everyone, to inspire them to chant this holy name of Krishna, because this will be beneficial for the entire universe. So therefore we should all very enthusiastically and with great attention and absorption, just like Bhaktivinod said, Harinam Sudarasam Matamatir, just become absorbed in chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So anyone has any questions or comments? So unusual. I've had many experiences like that also. Somehow animals, they take part in the kirtan or they get lesser prasadam and all of a sudden they're just gone. We saw even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sivananda Sen was bringing this dog. Even he had to bribe the ferryman to take the dog across. He was taking care of that dog and that dog got remnants. Mahaprabhu was telling him to chant in his own way, he was chanting and giving him remnants. Then that dog disappeared. So I see this. It's not unusual. It's actually usual. It's very interesting. So all living beings are benefited. Even the plants and trees whose fruits and grains or whatever offered to the deities, even those plants and trees and everything are benefit. Even the animal, even the cow, we offer her milk, then she also gets benefit.
And then a few months later, we did a 24-round Harinam.
She had
a dog in the pram. And the pram had the only light space flag on it. She was very eccentric, but it probably wasn't. I just thought that all the people who could turn on, she and me, they could turn on, and she turned on, and we were very grateful. Eccentric, but we really appreciated her.
Anyway, Nectar Devotion says one of the qualities of pure devotional service is it's all auspicious. So. Any other questions? Comments? Way in the back there's a question. I don't know if the microphone will reach that far. Somebody just listen to her question and repeat it into the microphone. No need to drag it all the way back there. Not even they're going to drag it all the way back.
Hi, Nandabu. Thank you for your class. 1 month I asked you, but didn't want to speak English. Then if you will be so kind to repeat some words about Rupa Goswami saying yesterday in the and second.
Would I repeat? Oh, the verse. The verse. All right, the verse. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labde karna kroda kadambani gadayate karnarbudeva spriyam cheta prangani sangani vijayate sarvindriyanam pitim no jane janita kiyad biramritai krishnete varna dvai. So Mahaprabhu said, by hearing this verse, the whole world becomes joyful. The translation, of course, is tunde. Tunde means tongue. Tunde tandavani ratim. It's like we know Lord Shiva's dance is tandav. So when that name dances on the tongue, tunde tandavani ratim vidayate, tundavali, we want to have many tongues. Tunda means tongue, so we say tundavali means many tongues. Just like you know the word Chandravali. So we know Chandra means moon, but Chandravali means many moons. Because she's very fair complexion, so she's like many moons. So Tundavali, we want to have many tongues to taste the nectar of the name. Karna means the ear. Karna, Proda Kadambani Gatayate Karnarbudeva Spriyam. So we've all heard the word Kror, but next word after Kror is Arab. So it's Karan Arbude. Arab. We want to have, we know crore means 10 million, so Arab means billions. We want to have billions of ears to relish that name. There's also a secret meaning here. Because Rupa Goswami says, I want many tongues, but I want billions of ears. So the secret hint here is that we should talk less and listen more. I want to have billions of ears. Cheta sangana prangini. Prangan means courtyard. When that name dances within the courtyard of the heart, sarvindriyanam kritim, all the indriyas, all the senses become inert. Like we described yesterday, we're always, our senses always bothering us. But we become absorbed and they become inert, just absorbed in relishing the nectar of the name. Sarvindriyanam. No jane janita. No jane. I do not know. Janita. Produced. No jane janita. Kiyadri. Amritai. How much nectar is produced? Krishneti varna dvahi. Varna means letter. These two letters, Krishna. There are two syllables actually, but we can say two letters also. Varna dvahi. Dvahi means two. I do not know how much nectar is produced by these two syllables, Krishna. This is in Vidagdha Madhava of Srila Rupa Goswami. So there's no more questions. With that beautiful verse, we'll end the class today and fall at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet. That great personality who has translated so that we can hear about Lord Indra and gain all these wonderful benefits that are described here. Srila Prabhupada ki.